Today's News at Noon is sponsored by the Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages. And by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today. It's 21 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. More fallout after Alabama's Supreme Court ruled frozen embryos are children. Families and providers today rallying at the state capitol demanding access that to IVF be restored. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze is in Montgomery.
We're expected to hear from these families and from these providers that this is the time for elected officials to understand that this is care for people who have made an already stressful decision and they are ready to fight to make sure that they can go through with it.
On Capitol Hill, Senate Democrats proposing a measure that would guarantee federal protections. A disaster declaration in Texas says the panhandle as the second largest wildfire in the state's history burns out of control. The blaze has charred an estimated 500,000 acres and briefly shut down a nuclear weapons facility near Amarillo. The FAA giving Boeing 3 months to come up with a plan to meet safety standards and fix the company's quality control. It follows an audit of Boeing 737 MAX assembly lines due to the door plug that fell out of a plane last month. This is ABC News. In Texas, advocates for a convicted killer on death row are hoping for a last-minute reprieve from the governor.
Later today, Ivan Cantu is set to be executed by lethal injection for killing his cousin and his cousin's fiancée outside Dallas more than two decades ago. A jury found him guilty, though Cantu, now 50, has always said he didn't do it. A key witness, the brother of Cantu's ex-girlfriend, who initially claimed Cantu confessed, recanted his testimony in 2022. Cantu also claimed new information corroborates his story that his cousin, a known drug dealer, was killed by rival dealers. But a Texas court yesterday denied Cantu a stay of execution.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. If you're going on a trip, be prepared to pay some more for a hotel. Staffing shortages forcing many hotels to pay their workers higher wages, which are up 20% since the pandemic. And hotels are now passing those costs on to guests. They're also slashing some services. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options, quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A. O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. If you're hungry for savings, head to the Richland Locker. Enjoy delicious 10% off on all deli meats and cheeses from the deli case. But that's not all. Explore the tempting salads, fresh breads, and crunchy chips. And mark your calendar because every Thursday afternoon, they've got the freshest catch in town. It's fish day at Richland Locker. Richland Locker, where quality meets affordability. Hurry in and stock up on the best for your table. Your taste buds will thank you. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidtwood & Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, PMI Windows, TC Auto Works, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, and Kickapoo Creekside.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 21 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for mainly sunny but breezy and colder conditions than normal, with a high in the low 20s. Tonight, mostly clear and brisk with a low of 9, and tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and much warmer with a high of 47. Currently in Richland Center, we have south to southwest winds at 4 to 8 miles per hour. After a high early this morning of 28, we dropped down to 11. It's now 21 degrees in Richland Center.
High school and college graduations are just around the corner. At the Creative Outlet, you will find exclusive custom school scrapbooking products that will make your memory album stand out. These products will also be perfect for greeting cards, party decor, or would make great graduation gifts. Where is the best place to get scrapbooking products to show your school spirit? Oh, you know, it's the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Attention, valued patrons. Kickapoo Creekside will be taking a short break for maintenance. They will be closed from February 19th through March 6th. The team is working hard to ensure everything is in perfect order. They apologize for any inconvenience and look forward to welcoming you back soon. Thank you for your understanding as they strive to provide you with the best experience ever at Kickapoo Creekside.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14, Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
With WCCU debit and credit cards, you can enjoy the ease of using a digital wallet. Simply download the digital wallet free from the App Store and add your WCCU cards. It makes online shopping a breeze. No more typing on those cumbersome forms that ask the same information over and over again. And no more fumbling through your purse or billfold. With your smartphone, simply open your secure digital wallet, pick your WCCU card, and in just seconds, your payment will be processed at any participating checkout. For more information, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
It's 21 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin is coming off another day of record high temperatures for this time of year. Yesterday's highs rose into the 70s as far north as Wausau. Our current stretch of warm weather ensures that most northern U.S. cities will end up with one of the warmest winter seasons on record. Meteorological winter is December, January, and February. Meteorologists blame the El Nino weather pattern and climate change. Fire danger continues remain in high in southern Wisconsin, even after rain and snow fell last night. That's because of ongoing drought and current windy conditions. Yesterday, the DNR reported 15 wildfires, including a grass fire that burned 5 acres near Coon Valley. And in the past week, 49 wildfires have happened across the state. At this time last year, there had been only 7 wildfires. The DNR says to use caution when burning anything outdoors, as it is still dry in southern Wisconsin and the wind could spread fires quickly. Families should check their products for possibly recalled items. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service is issuing a public health alert for Nurture Life's chicken parm with Super Veggie Spaghetti meal products due to misbranding and an undeclared allergen. The product's spaghetti component contains egg white, a known allergen, which is not declared on the product label. FSIS is issuing this public health alert to ensure that consumers with an allergy to egg are aware that this product should not be consumed. A recall was not requested because the affected product is no longer available for purchase. The fully cooked, not shelf-stable chicken meals were produced between December 27th and February 20th. The product subject to alert is the 5.9-ounce tray with sleeve label containing NurtureLife Kids Meal Chicken Parm with Super Veggie Spaghetti, with enjoy-by dates ranging from January 9th to March 1st. The chicken meal packaging does not have a USDA mark of inspection. These items were sold online and shipped directly to consumers nationwide. A police chief says the FBI has offered a reward of up to $15,000 in the case of a 3-year-old Wisconsin boy who vanished last week. Elijah View was last seen February 20th at a residence in Two Rivers, where prosecutors said his mother had sent him to stay with a man now charged with child neglect. Searches by police and residents have so far not located Elijah. Two Rivers Police Chief Ben Meinert says the FBI on Tuesday provided a reward of up to $15,000 for information leading to the location and return of the boy or to the arrest and conviction of those responsible for his disappearance. The Black Hawk Bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa and DeSoto is closed indefinitely. The Iowa DOT said that the bridge, also known as the Lansing Bridge in Iowa, was closed after DOT officials said the bridge moved. After thoroughly inspecting the bridge, engineers have determined there has been movement in two existing bridge piers near the work zone for the new bridge. Work is already in progress to stabilize the two impacted piers so it can be reopened as quickly as possible. However, work is expected to take up to 2 months. The bridge will not be reopened until it is deemed safe. The 93-year-old bridge was scheduled to be replaced in 2 years, with construction already underway next to the bridge. Officials are currently working on alternative transportation options for those who rely on the bridge. At this point, the detours for those who frequently travel over the bridge are at La Crosse and Prairie du Chien. For updates on the bridge construction and optional transportation services, go to iowadot.gov/LansingBridge. Brief updates will be posted to the website, and you can sign up to receive more detailed updates as well. A report on the HSHS and Prevea closures have been released by the Eau Claire City County Health Department. The report found that the hospitals were treating a lot of people, but the majority of the people they were treating were on government insurance like Badger Care. The report found that the hospital's costs were not being fully covered by the insurance companies. The report raises concerns about other health care providers in the area who see a similar percentage of patients with government insurance. An injunction that would have kept Sacred Heart Hospital and St. Joseph's Hospital open past their planned closing date was denied in court Tuesday. Judge Sarah Harless ruled that the information presented by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine did not reach the level of irreparable harm that it needed to for the injunction. In response to the decision, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics said they knew it would be a difficult decision and they're ready to work with HSHS to address community concerns. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is asking the state Supreme Court to take a case that would likely decide if abortion is legal in Wisconsin. Call's petition asked the court to bypass the Court of Appeals and rule on how the state's law should be enforced. A Dane County judge ruled last year that Wisconsin law bans feticide, but not abortion. Sheboygan County District Attorney Joel Ermansky is also asking the Supreme Court to take the case. Governor Tony Evers vetoed a forever chemicals cleanup bill. The Republican-authored PFAS bill passed the Assembly last week, opposed by Democrats like Katrina Shanklin of Stevens Point.
This bill, SB 312, does not quite make it to the finish line in a way I think we could all agree on.
Rhinelander Republican Rob Seringen said that city has already shut down 2 wells and addressing PFAS contamination is urgent.
And the governor has to not turn his back on the people of the Northwoods and sign SB 312.
The Republican-authored bill passed the legislature on party-line votes. In a statement on Tuesday, the Democratic governor said he continues to object to a provision that would require the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to go before the Joint Finance Committee to request $125 million in funding for PFAS cleanup. He wants the budget panel, which has a Republican majority, to release the funding directly to the agency to assist PFAS-harmed communities. Governor Tony Evers is likely to sign a child care tax credit bill, but he's not committing to other elements of a Republican-authored tax cut package.
I want to make sure it's around the issue of middle-class taxpayers, and so hopefully I can, but we're working on it.
Republicans pitched the plan as a scaled-back version of their previously proposed $3 billion tax cut. The Democratic governor says the devil remains in the details.
They also mess with it in different ways, too. So it's all part of the game. But we'll take a look. No hedging.
Three other bills remove the state income tax on some retirement account distributions, expand the state's second tax bracket, and increase the state credit for married couples. Evers commented during a Wausau stop on his Year of the Worker tour. The Evers Administration's Office of Sustainability and Clean Energy has been selected by the U.S. Department of Energy to move on to the award negotiation stage for the Federal Department's Energy Improvement in Rural or Remote Areas program. President Joe Biden's bipartisan infrastructure law included $1 billion in funding for this program aimed at modernizing electric generation facilities, addressing high electricity cost in rural areas, and bolstering economic opportunity in rural areas. The state's application is one of 17 awards selected nationwide, marking the first step towards securing federal funding for the OSCE's Resilience and Prosperity in Rural Northern Wisconsin program. The Resilience and Prosperity in Rural Northern Wisconsin program plans to support clean energy access in 28 rural communities statewide, developing projects that can serve as replicable models to boost energy resilience, clean energy deployment, and green jobs for rural communities across the state. Richland County Sheriff Clay Porter is warning the community of an increase in cryptocurrency-type scams. Cryptocurrency is defined as digital and/or virtual currency, with the records being maintained by a decentralized system, such as Bitcoin and Ethereum. These types of scams have a wide variety of schemes, but can include blackmail, extortion, business opportunities, fake job listings, giveaways, impersonation, investments, phishing, and romance. Things to watch for in a scam include it seems too good to be true, pay-to-play jobs, promises of guaranteed investment returns, and unexpected phone calls, emails, or texts. If you have been victimized by a cryptocurrency scam, there are a number of agencies you can contact. They include the Commodity Futures Trading Commission at cftc.gov/complaint, the Federal Bureau of Investigation at fbi.gov/contact-us, the Federal Trade Commission at reportfraud.ftc.gov, the Internet Crime Complaint Center at ic3.gov/home/file-complaint, or the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission at sec.gov/tcr. The Toma Fire Department said a fire in downtown Toma damaged four buildings Friday, left 16 people displaced. In an update Tuesday, the fire department said it was still investigating the cause of the fire, which damaged businesses and apartments downtown. One business, the Ho-Chunk Nation Museum, said it got about 90% of its collection safely out of one of the buildings that caught fire. Two firefighters were hurt. The Red Cross is helping the people who were displaced. Anyone with information about the fire is asked to call the Toma Fire Department. A woman who was hit by a UTV in Westby earlier this month was left in a snowbank for an hour and a half before being found by a passerby. That's according to charges filed against two men who are accused of hit and run causing injury and failing to aid a victim. According to court documents, both men had been drinking before driving a UTV and hitting the 36-year-old woman on February 4th. Neither man called 911. The woman had fractured vertebrae, a broken jaw, and broken ribs and internal injuries. Both men are due back in court next month. Officials in one eastern Iowa county are trying to track down $524,284 they believe was stolen when an employee transferred it in response to a fake email message that appeared to be from the city of Dyersville. Dubuque County officials announced the money was missing Monday, according to the Telegraph Herald. The county auditor and sheriff learned the money was missing when Dyersville officials asked about the status of the transfer after the county had already made it. It's 21 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1220. Beware of identity theft when filing your taxes. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
Are you looking for a local contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete work to retention walls and everything in between, including residential and commercial snow plowing. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes for happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today to discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2024. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 608-475-3973.
Schmidt Woodland Hills is the only facility in Richland County to offer a full continuum of care. Our campus is designed to allow you to age in place without moving to a new facility when care requirements change. For those who require additional help, we offer a complete in-house therapy department capable of meeting your needs for physical, occupational, or speech therapy. As a part of the continuum, Schmidt Woodland Hills offers in-home services through our house calls division. We have 35 independent retirement apartments, 30 assisted living units, and a 50-bed skilled nursing facility. The skilled nursing facility earned the highest possible 5-star rating for the past 3 years. This continuum of care ensures that the right services are available at just the right time, all under one roof, right here in your own community. Isn't it reassuring to know that a continuum of care is available right here in Richland Center? Call Schmidt Woodland Hills at 647-8931 to schedule a visit or to obtain more information.
Well, we are now up to 22 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 1223. Income tax filing season is upon us. During this time, individuals expecting refunds look forward to filing their taxes. Unfortunately, there are identity thieves who will attempt to steal some consumers' tax returns by filing with their stolen information. To help avoid this, there is a good time to file. Michelle Reinen is from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Filing early is one of the best things consumers can do, not only because they get their refund early if they're expecting one, but it also can prevent tax-related identity theft. We know tax season is right here, and identity thieves are going to attempt to steal consumers' tax returns by filing their stolen information and try and use it to redirect that refund to them. And we want to be sure that consumers get that refund and get to it before any identity thief, so it doesn't create confusion and more hassles for them.
To help prevent an identity thief from filing your taxes, there's something you can obtain to deter them.
There's nothing that can guarantee protection from identity theft, but there are these preventative measures that can minimize your risk during the tax season. And one of those measures is setting up an identity protection PIN with the federal IRS and the Wisconsin DOR, Department of Revenue. Consumers would need to apply for this individually, and then they can get one. So these IP PINs, it adds that extra layer of security for your tax filings by preventing someone else from filing a tax return return in your name, even if they have your personal information. So it's a great thing to go out there and get with the Department of Revenue and the IRS each. And you can do that by going to their websites, and that's irs.gov. or revenue.wisconsin.gov to request those PIN numbers, so you'd need to have them in order to file your taxes.
If you receive information that someone tried to steal your information, the IRS will not contact you by phone.
That's another scheme that these con artists, if you will, are out there trying to use to redirect consumers into having a fear in handing over your personal information. So realize that if there is a problem with your tax return, you will receive a letter and it will instruct you what to do. And go ahead and follow that letter. And if you question its legitimacy, reach out to the Department of Revenue and ask them if the notice you received is valid or not.
No matter how you file your taxes, be sure to take precautions to protect your information.
We don't want people to store sensitive data on your device, so be cautious if you're doing it on your phone or even your computer, that your computer isn't storing that data in any way, shape, or form, because if you lose your device or if it's stolen and someone can get into it, now they have even more personal information. And we also urge consumers, go ahead, update your device before you do any prep, because that's our standard whenever people are going to be online quite a bit. And then overall, throughout the year, the big picture issues that we want is to make sure that you're shredding those unneeded documents, whether those be bank statements, receipts, medical information that you may have gathered for your tax returns or other reasons. You save your tax records, but anything in excess, be sure that you are shredding those documents accordingly, and then protect your mail. You know, if you're going to be receiving your W-2, which contains a lot of information, or anything of importance with sensitive information on it, be sure your mailbox is protected. You can do that by getting a locked mailbox, using a P.O. box, or even hiring a service that you trust so your mail doesn't sit there for the taking, if you will.
If you are a victim of identity theft, Michelle Reinen recommends who you should contact.
The first things you want to do is contact the entities who hold the information that was stolen. So if your financial information, bank account information has been compromised, reach out to your bank right away, your credit card company, anyone involved with that, and talk to them about it to see if you need to close accounts and open new ones or get new PINs and passwords. The other thing you want to do is contact your local police department using the non-emergency line to obtain a copy of a police report that you are the victim of identity theft, and then reach out to the DADCAP's Bureau of Consumer Protection hotline to get information on the other steps you may need to take and see if you should file a complaint with us if you will need assistance in going through that recovery process.
You can contact DADCAP's Consumer Protection hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128, by email at datcphotline@wi.gov, or go to their website at datcp.wi.gov. Learn about running your own business. The Southwest Wisconsin Small Business Development Center will host a small business clinic free to everyone who lives in Southwest Wisconsin. The clinic will be held Monday at Southwest Wisconsin Technical College. The day-long clinic will provide current and prospective small business owners and entrepreneurs free in-person training sessions and one-on-one consulting. Nora Ruffenschmidt is a business consultant with the Wisconsin Small Business Development Center.
What's really special about this is that it eliminates barriers for lots of people who are current business owners and also people looking to start businesses. And the way that it eliminates barriers is that all of the services that are offered are free, which is the first thing. That is an important piece of the puzzle. And then the other thing is that all of the resources that folks might need for their business, whether they're currently in business or starting a business, will be available on site that day.
The free one-on-one appointments with experts include a variety of topics, which include financial, e-commerce, business law, financial and marketing, startup or general business, and general business tax. Appointments are available between 9 and 4. Group training sessions will start at 11 with e-commerce, Take Your Business Online.
Many people are interested in sort of set it and forget it businesses, and those are something you can do. You can create these cool t-shirts that people want to buy, and you can set yourself up so that another company is handling all of the shipping, all of the other transactions, and you can sit back and be the creative one and collect the money from these endeavors. And so the e-commerce and taking your business online session with Becca Cook from 11 until 12 is going to be absolutely fantastic. She is also meeting with folks one-on-one to discuss e-commerce and how they would like to set things up.
Nora Ruffenschmidt will host a local resources and financial access roundtable lunch at noon.
For folks who are interested in looking at their business plans, I am a huge fan of business plans. They are a very important tool. They answer all of the important questions, the who, the what, the where, the when, the why, the how. And it's wonderful to have a document like that available that you can reference and tweak and refer to as you're making decisions about your business. And so folks who are interested can come and work with me on a business plan. I have three different styles of templates, and these business plans are sort of the first step to looking for additional funding potentially for your business. Many banks require them. Lots of local and regional revolving loan funds require them. So this is another important piece for businesses, existing and brand new, that I'm excited to assist with and that this clinic will cover.
Learn about law at the General Business Law presentation at 1.
That's going to be all about general questions relating to business. Many of those sessions focus on type of designation for the business. So if you decide to be an LLC, for example, versus an S corp, what that means and why it's good to protect yourself, because any business can involve risk, and that's where LLCs are beneficial.
A tax seminar for new businesses will also be held at 2:30.
So if people have questions about taxes or anything related to the work that the Department of Revenue does, they have opportunities to meet with those folks one-on-one, or they can come to the general session. So there's a general session 2:30 to 3:30 that will be all about taxes. And it does indicate on some of the marketing materials that it's for new businesses, but it's really for any business because people's circumstances can change. And so it's good information. And if folks want to meet with them one-on-one and have some more kind of personal questions that they would like to ask that they don't want to share in front of a group, that's just fine. And if they'd like to go to the more general session, there will be opportunities to ask questions as well.
If you would like to attend, Nora Ruffenschmidt would like to hear from you for planning purposes.
If you are interested in registering, you can refer to the Southwest Wisconsin SBDC Facebook page. There is an event there that has all the links for registration. You can also go to wisconsinsbdc.org, and there are links for registration there. One of the easiest ways to register, if you would like to, is you can go ahead and call me, or you can text your email to me, and I will send you everything that you need to register. And my number is 608-716-9441.
The Wisconsin Small Business Development Center's in-person free small business clinic at the Southwest Tech in Fenimore will be held Monday. Registration for more information, contact Nora Ruffenschmidt with Wisconsin Small Business Development Center at 608-716-9441. Shake Rag Alley will host Taylor Kirby at its Winter Writers Reading Series today. The Winter Writers Reading Series features winning writers from Wisconsin, People and Ideas, Arts Plus Literature Laboratory, and the Wisconsin Writers Association. A reading featuring Taylor Kirby will be held tonight at 7 at Republic of Letters Books. Put on your dancing shoes and support the Richland County Veterans Memorial at the annual Fundraising Dance Sunday from 1 to 6 at the Phoenix Center. Monty Berger and the Country Gold Band will provide the music. If dancing isn't something you participate in, you can still support the cause. There will be a silent auction and raffles. Admission is $10. Food and refreshments will be available for purchase. Today's winner in the RCHS Athletic Booster Club calendar raffle is Julie Dadon on ticket number 572. It's 22 degrees in Richland Center, 26 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are next.
This is Michael with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. We service and repair all makes and models of furnaces and boilers. The maintenance on your furnace is just as important as servicing your vehicle. By staying on top of routine maintenance with a clean, well-adjusted heating system, you will save money, fuel, and prolong equipment life. Annual service can help acknowledge any early warning signs that your system may be malfunctioning. If your heating system is falling behind on efficiency, Armstrong Air's product family includes a smart, efficient solution for every home. The Pro Series from Armstrong Air takes control to a whole new level. More precise temperatures, more control throughout your home, more heat out of every dollar. Call today for more information or to schedule an appointment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, 647-6345.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
It's 22 degrees in Richland Center, 23 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Lucille L. Gauger, 87 of Endeavor, formerly of Blue River, died February 19th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. Burial will follow at the Blue River Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. Memorial contributions may be made to Blue River Fire and Rescue. Lucille Gauger is survived by 6 children, Bobby Ann and Jim Goplin, David and Karen Degenhart, Gary and Barb Degenhart, Bruce Degenhart, Lori Ann and Steve Biba, and Frank and Elizabeth Gauger. 18 grandchildren, 33 great-grandchildren, sisters Renetta Winch and twin sister Lois Sweener, and many nieces, nephews, and cousins. Lucille L. Gauger, 87 of Endeavor, formerly of Blue River.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Like you, we are working our way through the current trying times, making decisions that are best one day at a time. Our priority is, as it has always been, to care for you and your family and pay close attention to all your needs and concerns while doing all we can to keep you safe. Your questions are always welcomed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy. They become aware that some of you have received notices stating they're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, the situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. They apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your health and peace of mind are their top priorities. Thank you for trusting in them to care for you.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Good Wednesday. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, quite a blast of Arctic air moving through the Midwest today with temperatures about 50 degrees colder than yesterday. And it will stay chilly right through tomorrow morning. But then, just like that, the cold air will move away and warmer air will spill in from the plains once again, pushing the mercury a good 30 degrees above normal for the upcoming weekend. Some more record temperatures are possible. Looks rather dry as well through Sunday with high pressure mostly in control. Now, later Sunday night into early Monday, a pretty strong cold front will march through. We are expecting some rain showers with this, maybe a thunderstorm. Rain amounts could be at least a quarter inch or a bit more. And then on the tail end of it, there might be just enough cold air out there to see a little snowflake mixed in Monday morning. So we'll keep an eye on that. Cooler temperatures in store then for the first half of next week. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Mostly sunny, blustery, and unseasonably cool with a high near 23. Northwest wind 15 to 25. Mostly clear and brisk tonight. Low temperature down to 9. Tomorrow mostly sunny, breezy, and much warmer with a high of 47. Southeast to south wind of 10 to 18. Thursday night mostly clear and breezy, low at 30. Friday mostly sunny, breezy, and unseasonably warm, high in the mid-50s. Heading into Saturday, partly cloudy and balmy, low in the mid-30s, high near 64. Sunday unusually warm, partly cloudy and breezy, low 47 with a high of 71. We do expect some rain to come in later Sunday night with a low at 38. Monday a chance of a few showers early, otherwise mostly cloudy, breezy, and much cooler, high at 44. Next Tuesday partly sunny with a low of 24, high near 42 degrees. So again, the rest of today just hitting the low 20s, lots of sunshine, but blustery. You stay warm out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 22 degrees in Richland Center. After a record high 71 degrees yesterday, our low this morning was 11. Our high for the day came at midnight of 28 degrees. The record high for this date, 59, set in 1976. The record low, 12 below, was set in 1879. Last year's high was 44 with a low of 31. Sunset today will be at 5:49, with sunrise tomorrow at 6:38. Currently in Richland Center, we have west to southwest winds at 13 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 30.08, and just a trace of precipitation early this morning. It's currently a sunny 22 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage pays more for complete cars, offers farm cleanup, and buys cars and trucks. If it's here, it's for sale. Call 375-5353. And Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service parts and rental equipment, as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 800-362-3500.
The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A competitive edge won't guarantee success on a farm or ranch, but it'll help. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Farming is a business, and like any other business, you operate in a competitive environment. Purdue University ag economist Michael Langemeyer and his colleagues stress the value of having what's called a competitive position.
Many times firms will decide whether they want to be a low-cost producer, or whether they want to be a value-added producer, whether they want to focus on a particular set of customers. Those would be examples of competitive positions. And so that's essentially what we're talking about. What kind of things would drive you out of competitive position, make you rethink what you're currently doing in terms of your competitive position?
Langemeyer says you need to know your market and go after it. That, he says, involves the element of agility.
A farm's ability to identify and capture business opportunities. And so paying attention to what's going on in the environment. Like I said, if consumer preferences are changing and that's going to impact what you produce, you know, maybe you respond to that in some fashion. So that's agility. The other major one is called absorption capacity. And really what that talks about is what is our ability to withstand shocks.
Tomorrow, a Purdue grad student shares survey findings that show how farmers succeed by being resilient. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
The transportation outlook for the Mississippi River is good for now. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. A Midwest representative for the Waterways Council says Mississippi River levels have improved greatly over the winter, but continued moisture will be needed to maintain those levels. Brownfield's Kara Hart has this report from the Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas.
Paul Rohde tells Brownfield the amount of snowpack is a concern because northern states are having a mild winter.
That's an issue for sure, not just how much, but you know, at what level does it melt? And we've been in a drought for so long, where's the water going to go? Is it just going to get seeped into the soil versus actually getting to the river?
The U.S. supply chain hasn't been operating at full capacity this export season due to those low river levels, and Rohde says even if farmers don't ship their grain by barge, they've been affected.
You're still paying for it through your transportation costs.
Reporting from the Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas, I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
U.S. Senator Joni Ernst says she's frustrated with the lack of movement on the farm bill. The Iowa Republican tells Brownfield the current gridlock centers around funding.
The bill that we're looking at in the Senate is at a cost of $1.5 trillion, yet only 14% of that actually goes to farm programs.
Ernst says bipartisan progress has been minimal.
The Democrats right now don't want to come to the table. They don't want to negotiate the farm bill right now. I think they'll wait. Maybe get some pressure from the House, and then we can come back together.
She says the Senate has had its appropriations bills out of committee for over 6 months, but they haven't been brought to the floor for a vote. Mexico is preparing to defend its proposed ban of genetically modified corn imports, and Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Negg says the Mexican government, quote, doesn't have a leg to stand on.
That's part of the process, right? You get a chance to make your case. I think that we all know, certainly the American farmer knows, that the safety record is there on these products.
Negg recently returned from a trade mission to Mexico and tells Brownfield the science is behind biotechnology.
So I'm confident, I think there's reason to be confident, that this will be resolved in our favor. But, you know, these are the types of things that underscore why it's so important to have formal trade agreements so that you can work through these things.
The U.S. and Mexico will present oral arguments as part of the dispute settlement process in June, with a final report expected in November. Wildfires are consuming thousands of acres in the Texas Panhandle and endangering the state's agricultural operations. One of the fires north of Amarillo near Smokehouse Creek has already burned 500,000 acres and is not contained. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Find more news online at Brownfield Ag News.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Wednesday at midday, direct cattle markets are quiet and cash hogs are steady to higher. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update. Direct cash cattle markets are at a standstill. Asking prices are $185 to $186 on the live basis, while asking prices on the dress basis and bids remain unestablished. A handful of sales were reported yesterday at $182 to $183 live and $288 dressed, just not enough to set any kind of trend. Packer inquiry should improve as the day goes on, but it looks like widespread business will be delayed until tomorrow, if not Friday. Box beef at midday was higher with light to moderate movement. Choice is up 67 cents at $302.41, and select beef is $2.50 higher at $292.90 for a spread of $9.51. At the Phillip Livestock Auction in South Dakota, there was no comparison as the last test was 3 weeks ago. USDA did say there was very good demand and a strong active market for several long strings, load lots, and packages of feeder steers and feeder heifers, along with replacement heifers and a premier bull sale. Most of the offering was home-raised, mainly with light to moderate flesh and a few instances of moderate plus. There was some tag evident because of the muddy feedlots. Receipts are up from both the previous test and a year ago. Medium and large number one feeder steers weighing 700 to 800 pounds range from 258 to 287.50. 800 to 850 pound steers brought 242.50 to 248.50. Medium and large number one feeder heifers weighing 5 to 600 pounds are reported at 280 to 313. 6 to 7 weight heifers sold at 253 to 273. Cash hogs are steady to higher with very light opening negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. Some buyers have raised bids again to move the needed near-term numbers, but demand looks relatively light and the lower midday pork cutout could keep that demand light through the end of the day. The average barrow and gilt weight in the Iowa, Southern Minnesota, South Dakota reporting region was 287.7 pounds, down 0.3 on the week, but up 2 pounds on the year. National direct barrows and gilts opened $3.40 higher at the base price range of 71 to 75 for a weighted average of 74.10. Iowa, Southern Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Midwest butcher hogs are steady at 55. Illinois direct sows are 2 higher at 41 to 53 on moderate demand for heavy offerings. Barrows and gilts are up $2 at 39 to 49 with moderate demand in offerings. Pork at midday was down $1.28 at 90.59. Ribs and hams were weak, and loins and bellies were sharply lower, canceling out solid gains in butts and picnics. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. So with spring right around the corner, our garden seeds have arrived. Choose from many varieties of vegetable seeds and many different types of bulk seed corn. Also, we carry maple syrup supplies, including taps, buckets, bags, and many other things. So stop in at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse to see these items and many more. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Cattle futures are lower. Hogs, corn, and soybeans are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics, leveraged the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up modestly today on short covering and technical buying as they continue to monitor development and harvest conditions in South America. Argentina's in generally good shape, while Brazil's harvest should hit the halfway point very soon. March beans are up 2 3/4 right now at 11.34. May's 3.5 higher at 11.44 and a quarter. March soybean meal's up $4.30 at 3.32.10. March soybean oil's down 49 points at 44.42. Corn's up modestly on short covering and technical buying, watching that development weather in Argentina and the second crop planting pace in Brazil. Demand for ethanol use is solid and export demand's good, but corn continues to see supply pressure. March is up 4 3/4 at 4.13 and May is 4 1/4 higher at 4.27 3/4. And wheat's down on profit taking and technical selling, along with some modestly higher trade in the U.S. dollar. Winter wheat's in good shape with minimal impact expected from this week's cold snap. Ukraine now has the lowest wheat price in the world, followed by Russia. March Chicago's down 11 1/4 at 5.74 3/4. March Kansas City's down 1 1/4 at 5.92 1/4. March Minneapolis is 8 3/4 lower at 6.50. Live and feeder cattle are down on technical selling ahead of this week's direct business. Asking prices are 185 to 186 live. No, nothing yet for the dress basis, and no bids yet either. April live's down $1.25 at 186.47. June's 132 lower at 182.25. April feeder cattle are down 345 at 255.50. And with cash steady to higher ahead of the export sales report, April hogs are up 25 at 86.15. June's 32 higher at 99.65. Brownfield.
The value of beef in the human diet. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. As the USDA and the Department of Health and Human Services work on the latest edition of the dietary guidelines, a nutritionist says she's focused on making sure those who are setting the parameters are fully aware of the importance beef plays in a healthy and balanced diet. Shailene McNeil is a registered dietitian with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
One of the things that I think we often lose sight of, because we focus on that criticism that we get sometimes, is how favorable consumers are about beef. We know, like, from a nutrition perspective, 70% of consumers feel that beef is a nutritious food. So the majority of people think, hey, beef is a food I think fits part of my in my healthy diet. It's a nutritious food. So we have a real positive consumer mindset that we often don't give ourselves enough credit for as an industry, as remind ourselves how much people value beef as a source of nourishment, but there are detractors, and sometimes it can definitely feel like the little engine that could, in that we have so many things to take on as an industry. But I think that most health experts and most consumers do appreciate the value of beef in human diets.
The guidelines are updated and released every 5 years. Each edition of the dietary guidelines reflects the current body of nutritional science. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring, and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News. Mitch McConnell stepping down. I'm Michelle Franzen. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell today announcing he'll leave the leadership role in November.
I stand before you today, Mr. President, and my colleagues, to say this will be my last term as Republican leader of the Senate.
That will cap McConnell's career in Congress, earning him the title of the longest-serving Senate leader in history. ABC's Jay O'Brien is on Capitol Hill with more.
He's not leaving the Senate, as he indicated in those remarks, but he has been leading Senate Republicans for quite some time. Again, he is the longest-serving leader in the history of the United States Senate. So his voice not in the room as it has been.